You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Well, Gareth, that was our new jingle last week, and you said you'd give us the answers this week. I'm still stuck on a few, I have to say. They fly by.
You love playing this game, don't you? Guess which one's
I'm
which.
Very easily entertained, really. Yes.
Okay, well, you probably identified a few of them, yes. But as you say, some of them are quite hard. So the first one is Ariana Grande from Wicked. Uh-huh. Then there's a couple of Hughes in here. We have Hugh Grant from Heretic. That's him been quite creepy, actually, mm-hmm. in that new film. Brendan Gleeson in the new Joker movie that's coming out.
Yes.
Hugh Jackman from Deadpool Wolverine. Mm-hmm. Another Hugh Bonneville from Paddington, yes. in Peru. Then you have Harrison Ford as the president in the new Captain America movie that'll be coming out. One that's in there very briefly, Tom Hanks from the Robert Zemeckis film Here that will be out later in the year as well.
Okay.
Paul Mescal, of course, mm-hmm. is in there for Gladiator 2. We Live in Time is the name of the movie that Florence Pugh is starring in. And then you probably recognise George and Brad from, yeah. Wolves. Josh Hartnett, he's one of the new releases this week in a movie called Trap. Uh-huh. We've also got Kneecap in there.
Yes.
And then we have Beetlejuice, Jenny Ortega from that. And then to finish off, you probably recognise that voice because it is him in the film and it's his film. It's Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool.
Okay, let's take one more lesson, shall we?
You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Yeah, once you know the answers, it's a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
I'd say the voices just jump out once exactly. you know. I know, it's great.
Thank you, Gareth, for those. Okay, let's come to our movie news for this week. Clooney and Pitt, first of all.
Yeah, so we heard the clip there in the jingle, and this is the new film Wolves, which is going to be, it's going to be playing at the 81st Venice Film Festival, and Apple Films, who are behind it, have already decided, you know what, we're going to do a sequel.
Oh.
So it's not even been released, wow. but obviously the attention on it is pretty good. And, you know, you have those two in the lead. It's a sort of comedy about rival professional fixers. You've got a director here in John Watts, who also wrote the film, who's going to be returning for the sequel alongside the stars as well. The surprising move here was that Apple were planning a wide theatrical release in September for it, and then it would eventually end up on the service. But they've sort of turned around now and said they're going to do a limited theatrical release,
okay.
and go to the service at the end of September. So this is a bit of a warning shot, I think, in terms of maybe a change in strategy of what they've been doing. It's kind of more in line with what Netflix have done with their films. And you've got the upcoming Steve McQueen film Blitz as well. So they're expected to adapt the same strategy, perhaps when it comes along, that it'll have a short run and then straight to the service. But yeah, it's good news for Wolves, isn't that it's promising that they're already greenlit a sequel.
That is good news indeed for them. Now, you've a lovely list today for us of sort of what's in production to give us an idea of what we have to look forward to, and some really good titles here, Gareth.
Yeah, well, this comes courtesy really of Screen International, who during the week did a very good list of what's kind of going on in the UK and Ireland. I sort of went through the list and identified kind of films that were linked to, as you say, what's shooting here, but also maybe what might have an Irish connection as well. And it does point to some very interesting good releases that are along the way. So Hamnet is an adaptation of Maggie O'Farrell's novel surrounding Shakespeare's family life. Chloe Zhao is directing this, and it has a wonderful cast. Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal
Amazing.
Are starring in it, and that's filming in Wales at the moment.
Great.
Now, as ever, Element Pictures. They're always really busy. They've got two projects currently shooting in the UK. Pillion is about a shy young man who enters into a submissive relationship with an older leader of a motorbike gang. Harry Lytton is directing that, with Harry Melling and Alexander Skarsgård starring in it. And then Begonia is a remake of a 2003 South Korean sci-fi comedy. And Yorgos Lanthimos is directing this, with Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons starring in it too. So okay. They're two from Element.
Great.
So filming here mm-hmm. at the moment, Ed Burns would have been the director of Brothers McMullen, would have starred in the likes of Saving Private Ryan. He's directing a project called Finnegan's Foursomes. And this is about two brothers and their sons who travel to Ireland for an annual golf tournament.
Okay.
We mentioned it before in the movie news, Blue Moon. Yes. This is the movie that's been directed by Richard Linklater, starring Andrew Scott and Ethan Hawke, Margaret Qualley. That was filming in Dublin. Alongside one that was filming as well was John Carney's Power Ballad, which starred Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
And that's a musical comedy about a wedding singer and a rock star. And then we've got How to Get to Heaven from Belfast. So this is three women's lives are thrown into chaos when the fourth estranged member of their friendship group passes away. This comes from series creator Lisa McGee.
Great.
So, you know, following on from Derry Girls, this is, you know, a Netflix production, and that's shooting in the north, as well as A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight. This is a Game of Thrones prequel series, which is shooting at the Titanic Studios in Belfast. Daniel Ings and Peter Claffey starring in that one. I'm sure there'll be a lot of fans anticipating
yes.
that series. So that's
okay.
a big production. So a lot going on.
A lot going on. That is great to hear. Now, you've some more casting news for us today. Jennifer Saunders.
Yeah, she has joined sort of a star-studded cast for the film adaptation of Enid Blyton's beloved children's book, The Magic Faraway Tree. So the cast that was previously announced, Andrew Garfield, Claire Foy, Nicola Coughlan and Jessica Gunning. So this is based on the series of novels for children. Obviously, the film follows Polly and Tim and their children, Beth, Joe and Fran, who find themselves forced to relocate to a remote English countryside. You've got also in the cast Sir Lenny Henry, Michael Palin. They're also joining
wow.
the cast.
That's
as well.
A serious cast.
It's really good. Yeah. Simon Farmaby has adapted the screenplay. The movie's going to be directed by Ben Gregor, and the release details yet to be announced for it, but that's a good casting lineup for sure.
I like the sound of that. Now, more casting news, this time on the small screen.
This time on the small screen, and it's got Sarah Paulson, Naomi Watts, Glenn Close, and, yes, Kim Kardashian in a legal ensemble drama. It's called All's Fair and it's for Hulu.
Okay.
Now, it's hailing from executive producer Ryan Murphy, and it is a all-female law firm in Los Angeles. So that instantly rings true when you think of Glenn Close
yeah.
in terms of her work on Damages. So further details of the series kept under wraps, but we do know that Kardashian is going to be playing a divorce lawyer in the series.
Wow.
So, yeah, Murphy serves as the writer, director and executive producer on it, which is going to mark his first series under a new deal with Disney following his Netflix deal ending. So, yeah, watch out for that one.
Indeed. What about a trailer watch for us this week?
So I mentioned this in the movie news a couple of times in terms of a film that we knew was on the way. We figured there'd be a trailer dropping, and indeed they have brought one out for Saturday night, which is the trailer for Jason Reitman's SNL launch night project. It's going to be out in October, but take a listen to the trailer.
Hey, free comedy show, plenty of seats, plenty of tickets left, guys, free show.
Look, my name is Lorne Michaels. I'm the producer of Saturday Night.
The whole night?
Yeah, the whole night.
Chevy Chase, Gilda Radner, Dan Ayika. How do you pronounce this?
Aykroyd. Do you ever stop and wonder why they said yes? A counterculture show starring total unknowns with zero narrative and even less structure.
They want you to fail.
Yes, Gareth, that is Saturday Night. Interesting, I suppose, to look back at the beginnings of that hugely successful launch.
And an interesting way to do it as well, because it is set in the 90 minutes leading up to the first broadcast.
All the nerves.
all the nerves. Yes. So it's a good way to sort of tell that story. Production design looks great. It's obviously set in 1975. And the show obviously is celebrating its 50th season this autumn. So that one will be certainly one that people will be interested in when it comes out in October.
October for Saturday night. All right, let's go to new releases in our cinemas this weekend and a few to mention. First up, the biggie is, of course, Kneecap.
Yes, So It Begins, because this is a movie I think we're going to be talking about for a while over the next coming months. And this is about, obviously, the Belfast rappers. But in this one, when Faith brings Belfast teacher JJ into the orbit of self-confessed lowlife scum Nisha and Lee Moog, the needle drops on a hip-hop act like no other. I say we're going to be mentioning it because obviously it's definitely going to be awards bait. You can talk about Golden Globes, probably BAFTAs, and indeed Oscars.
Exactly.
As Ireland's international.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge success, rave reviews. For me, it has that sort of train spotting feel to it. Yeah. It's full on energy, and as it says at the top of the film, it is not the usual look of a film about Belfast, a story of an Irish language hip hop act's unlikely rise to fame. It's irreverent, it's bold, it's funny, it's full on, it's for a certain audience, but a huge hit, and we wish them well. That's Kneecap in cinemas this weekend. Now, we also have Blake Lively in a movie this weekend.
Yeah, we do. And it's called It Ends With Us. It's adapted from a Colleen Hoover novel. Lily overcomes a traumatic childhood to embark on a new life. A chance meeting with a neurosurgeon sparks a connection, but Lily begins to see sides of him that reminds her of her parents' relationship. Big movie released as well is Borderlands. Mm. This has a big cast. It's about an infamous bounty hunter with a mysterious past reluctantly returns to her home, Pandora, the most chaotic planet in the galaxy. You got to like Kate Blanchett, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Ariana Greenblatt, and Jamie Lee Curtis starring in that. And then we have Trap from M. Night Shyamalan. This stars Josh Hartnett and Alison Pill. This is a father and daughter, teenage daughter, attend a concert when they realise they're at the centre of a dark and sinister event.
That is The Trap, and one more to mention.
Yeah, this is a movie called Tuesday. It's about a mother and her teenage daughter must confront death when it arrives in the form of an astonishing talking bird. It sounds a bit strange, but it is actually a heart-rendering fairy tale about the echoes of loss and finding resilience in the unexpected. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Lola Pettigrew star in that one.
Very good. Busy weekend at the cinema. What about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, so if you're looking for something that isn't sport and you want to watch something slightly different, you've got, I haven't seen this one, but it has a very good cast in it. It's set in Regency era England. Wealthy Emma Woodhouse searches for a new companion after her governess, Miss Taylor, marries the well-meaning but selfish young woman, proceeds to interfere in the romantic affairs of her friends. It's an adaptation of Jane Austen's novel starring Anya Taylor-Joy, Johnny Flynn and Josh O'Connor. It's called Emma, and you can watch it on RT1, and it's on tonight at 9:45.
Yeah, I have seen that one. It's a very different look at Emma, and very entertaining, actually. So that's Emma, RT1 tonight, 9:45. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.